DA Federal Chairperson Helen Zille has shared her views on the issue of absent fathers. According to stats, close to half of South African children don't have daily interactions with their fathers.
What is wrong with the country is that the government is not fulfilling its part of the compact that we made in 1994 for the most part. So what does government have to do? Government has to make sure that it fulfills basic service delivery, gives people an opportunity at education and health, and creates conditions to grow an economy so that every person can come into the world safely and become the best they can be because we live in a free and prosperous society. Now, it's not only the government's job. Lots of people aren't doing what they're supposed to do in the social compact. So I often describe it like this. If we want to be a successful country, we've got to see the prospect of every young person as having to climb from the bottom of a ladder to the top of the ladder. And the government has to provide that ladder. So when you come into this world, you have to be able to do it in an environment that is safe and clean, where there'll be oxygen for you to start breathing, where there'll be a doctor to make sure that you're or a midwife to make sure that your umbilical cord is cut in a sterile way, that you won't get sick and malnourished in your first months, okay? That there'll be a preschool for you to go to, that there will be a child grant for you to get, that you'll go to a proper good school, that you'll go to a high school, and that when you graduate from school, you'll go to university, and that the government will be corruption-free and providing all the services so people invest, grow the economy, and you can get a job and start a family later. The government's job is to create that ladder and make sure that ladder is there for you to climb. Your responsibility is for you to climb that ladder. So you can't go and start taking drugs on rung three of the ladder, because that's not the government's fault. That's not their choice. Mm-hmm. Is the ladder there? Are there rungs on it? That's their responsibility. And they're not doing it because in many, many places, there's no clean water. We're here in Johannesburg. For weeks, you go without water here. They're not doing the basics. Electricity, Eskom stopped generating electricity. So the ladder is not there in the first instance. A lot of the schools are useless. Ladder not there. But then parents have an incredible responsibility as well. Not just the government. If you bring a child into the world, you have to make sure it starts climbing that ladder and that you, as the parents, both of you, hold that ladder firm so that it's stable for the child to climb up. And that when it's being pulled off by the drug lord on this side or by something else on that side, parents hold up and give support and keep climbing. And parents don't abandon their children. This is one thing about South Africa. So many families are a woman and children. Where's the father? Not there. Those are people who are just as much destroying South Africa as a corrupt government. Mm. People who don't take responsibility for their children and live for their children and do everything they can for them. And then your responsibility is not to get pregnant as soon as you can, but to finish your education and to get a job because people are investing, because you've got an uncorrupt government that's following policies that grow the economy. And then you meet someone that you want to have children with because it's the most important decision you will make in your life, the person you have a child with. And then you can start the positive cycle, grow generational wealth, and get a great future for your children. So what's wrong is that all of those players who have to create the ladder, hold the ladder, get to the top of the ladder are not doing the joint job that they should be doing.
She was speaking in an interview with podcaster Mac G. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyugela.